Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
You've helped my life so much, and if if I had to live again, I would choose you all over, 'cause you are my God. Oh yeah, I call you my Savior, Jesus, Jesus, and you died for me.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. First Works Church, is that time of the service? Is that time of the day? Amen. The time where I am excited about. This is why I come to church. This is why I come to church. Tell your neighbor, the pastor's secret has been released. This is the pastor's secret. The reason he comes to church. This is why you also come to church? That is a blessing. Amen. The moment has come for us to receive our pastor, our man of God. There's no other place under the sun this morning where you should be on a Sunday morning but First Works Church. Because the man of God you are about to listen to is a tried and tested man of God. Hallelujah. I want to show you a verse from Jeremiah 23. I think it is. Jeremiah 23, 4. Take me to Jeremiah 23, verse. Yes, verse 4. It says that I will set up. I wish you would give me maybe NIV, is it? Or NESB? Yes. No. Maybe NLT. You just knelt it. Let me see. It says, I will appoint responsible shepherds who will care for them, and they will never be afraid. Not a single one will be lost or missing. I, the Lord, I have spoken. The Lord has appointed for us this morning a responsible shepherd. Take me back to King James, King James, King James. Let me show you the effect of a responsible shepherd. It says, I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, number one. And the result of the feeding is that there will be no fear. There will be no more fear. This morning, any and every fear you have in your life is being banished by the shepherd that is about to speak to you. And there will be no more dismay. They will not be dismayed. Neither shall there be any lack. Any lack you have in your life is going to be chased out of your life. Because of the shepherd that is coming to us this morning. First Works Church, I want you to show excitement. I want you to clap your hands, lift your voice and shout as we receive our pastor, our man of God, Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Oh, make some noise.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Keep clapping. Hallelujah. Are you happy you are in church? I can feel that you are happy. But show it with another hand clap. Well, some are jumping, you can jump. Some are running, you can run. Some are clapping, you can clap. Hallelujah. I want to also welcome you to church. I want to advise you that you should be a church boy. Be a church girl. You know, people want to become lawyers. People want to become nurses. Some people want to become area boys. You shouldn't want to become an area boy. One of the visions you must have. Before I forget, I'm having a meeting with a choir in my office. So I just thought that I should carry you along with me. So you sing in Shine service before I preach. Then you sit in the service. Then when I finish, I'll have the meeting with you. Do you have meetings? Why you don't have meetings? Here, 2 p.m. here. Here. So they will go and come back. If they are going... I want to say to all of you that you must make up your mind that you are going to be a church boy or a church girl. Amen. I preached that message in Flaming Fire. Apart from, and the child grew, there's something about the temple. Temple boy or a temple girl. Some message like that. Yeah. You see, I want to say to all of you, listen to me. Look at me. Please see the baby out. You've done a very good thing to be in church this morning. Listen. Where you are this morning will save you from a lot of trouble. A lot of trouble. Not only will it save you from a lot of trouble, it will also add many blessings to your life. Many blessings to your life. So I want you to lift your hands and for just 10 seconds, pray and ask the Lord to make you a church girl or a church boy. Lift your hands and pray. God will hear it. God will hear. Yes. Yes. God will hear it. God will hear it. Tell the Lord you want to be a church girl. Tell the Lord, I want to be a church boy. If you are a boy, don't say, I want to be a church girl. Is that a good prayer? Girl says church girl. Yeah, whatever you are, woman, man, mother, grandmother, whatever you are, say that, Lord, I want to be a church woman, a church man, church boy, church girl. Father, we thank you for the church boys and the church girls. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the amazing blessings. We thank you for this morning and what you are going to do in our lives today. We know we will never be the same again in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I was blessed by the film stars. That was a nice sketch. Clap your hands for them. Well done. And this morning, and I'm also happy to be back to Accra. All of you, one of your, you know, I'm going to start a series titled Give Thyself Wholly. And one of the things, when you give yourself wholly to something, you will travel in it. Wow. Yeah. One of the signs to show that you have given yourself wholly is that you travel and make movements. Yeah. So when we were in school, I went to school in Cape Coast. One of the schools in Cape Coast. And before I got born again, sometimes we travel for a fanfare. Cape Coast, we travel to Takwa for fanfare. Because the Western Region girls were type of girls. The Cape Coast girls came from these type of homes. And the normal good girls, Holy Child, Agri Memorial, yes, a few of them. But Tasco was the place to find the type of girls we are looking for. So we cross, we make movements. Do you know Cape Coast? Do you know Takwa?
Yes.
This morning, I feel in my heart to tell you to be committed to God.
Thank you.
Tell your neighbor, be committed to God. Oh, I didn't hear. Tell the person, be committed to God. God, tell the person, God wants you. And he has called you. So be committed to him. Amen. I want to share a very important message. And the message is to prepare us for next week. Something very big is going to happen here next week. Are you coming next week? You are sure you are coming next week? Yeah. We are having a very big service. And hopefully there will be canopies outside. And that's the t-shirts they are wearing. Jesus. Yes. These are the models. And everyone, we are going to invite people to come to Jesus. We are going to invite people to, yeah, that's it, Jesus. We are going to gather people to come to Jesus. And whatever you are doing as a Christian, you should try to bring people to church for Jesus. So today I'm preaching from the book Labor to be Blessed. Hey. Do you have the book? Or the computer is. I didn't say communion. Yeah. It's a very good book. It's a very good book. And everyone must believe God to have this book. We need to have books that we sell here. After church, somebody can buy a book. You know, and enjoy. So that's the book. Because we are laboring anyway. But you must labor to be blessed. Amen. And today, I'm preaching about laboring for supernatural provision. Supernatural provision. There is something you need that your education can't give you. There is something you, that's why it is called supernatural. Because your skill from the university can't give it to you. Your beauty as a woman, nice face, will not give you something. Yeah. A lot of things will take supernatural power for God to provide. And one of the things you know you get when you come to Jesus is that He provides. Yeah. He provides. In fact, actually, Hebrews 11, verse 6, He provides. And it is one of His rewards. Provision is God's reward. Provision is God's reward for nearness. Provision is God's reward for nearness. You come near Him. He rewards you with Himself. Of course, you can. If you have Him, then you have everything. But one of the ways He rewards you is that He provides for you. Yeah. Many of you, if you are not careful, there are some things you will never have. So you see, people deceive us that, oh, things will change with time. But it's not true. Yeah. A lot of things never change with time. Only get worse with time. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's not that adding 10 years to your life will not give you a wife. We can add 10 years to your life and you are still a single man. So anyone who comes to Him must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder. A rewarder is that is a giver of things in response to actions. A reward is a response to behavior, to actions, to attitudes. So God looks at you and He rewards. He assesses you. And He responds to your behavior. He looks at you carefully and says, no, this guy. Even we do that. Don't we do that? Among our children, among our friends, among our whatever. We look at people and say, no, I'll give you this. I'm rewarding you for this. Mm-hmm. And God is watching you. God is watching you. That's why today I'm going to talk to you about laboring for God. Yeah. Because one of the, and it's a short message, something just cute. Just I put it together. Just something to give you and you can go home. You know, God, some of you here, you need a friend. You are empty. You see, the Bible says, except the Lord builds, except the Lord watches. And I'll add that except the Lord gives, you will find something and realize it is useless. God must give you a friend. Some of you sitting here, I can see loneliness in your eyes. You are lonely. Some of you need ideas. Some of you, even you look hungry. You need food. Yeah. There's someone among the dancing stars. You've not drank a bottle of Coca-Cola for the past 8 months. Your salvation is the Christmas that is coming that you will bring Coke. Yeah. It's a long time. Some of you, you need someone to give you money to go to school, to pay your school fees. Normally, you will never go to school based on who your mother is or who your father is. But God can supernaturally provide money so that you can write that course and finish that exam. So, today, if you will sit down, I want to end the message. Today, I want to say to you that, and another sentence which we see here, Mommy, can you color? For up to that. For he that cometh to God must believe that. When you come to God, you must believe. There are certain things you must believe. One of which I'm about to share with you today. This verse was dealing with a problem. So he said, you must believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder. But this is not the only thing you must believe. When you come to God, this is the only thing you must believe, that he is and that he's a rewarder. There are certain things you must believe when you come to God. And one of the things you must believe is that worship must go with service. When you come to God to worship him, like today, we've come to worship God. Sunday worship. We've come to church. How many of you have come to worship God? You worship. I mean, when we say worship, we don't mean singing a song with Jesus and heaven in it. But just by being here, it's like walking with God is worshiping God. Wow. Yes. Now, there is nothing like worshipping something without serving it. When you worship something and you do not add serving to that thing, you've wasted your time. You've wasted your time. Luke chapter 4, verse 8. When you come to God, you must believe this. And Jesus answered and said to him, get thee behind me, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Worship goes with service or serving. Romans chapter 1 verse 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the creator. worshipped, and served. When you come to God to worship Him, you must make up your mind that you are going to add serving to it. Anything you worship, in fact, the reality is that your worship is seen in your service. It is serving somebody that we actually see that you are serving, you are worshiping Him. I want to say to all of you girls and boys, mans and womans, I want to tell you that today, and the message is this, it's a short message. Make up your mind that you are going to serve Him. To serve means to carry out activities. Some of you may be house helps, or some of you may have house helps. The house help serving you brings you the things you need. Kwame, bring my socks. Maya, bring the bananas. Take the chair away. Wash the car. What are you doing to serve God? You cannot say that you are worshiping God if you are not serving Him. You must serve Him. And when you are serving somebody, you are giving the person what the person wants, not what you want to do for the person. If I ask Maya to bring me bananas and she brings me plantain, she's not serving me. If I ask her to move the chair to the next room and she rather brings a bed from one room to the where I am, she's not serving me. To serve me, you got to do what I want you to do. And ladies and gentlemen, what God wants you to do for Him. Is to go out and gather souls for Him. That's your service. Why? Because you are in church. This is church. This is not a restaurant. And this is what Jesus is doing on earth. Jesus is not building schools. If you find Jesus building a school, it means that school is linked to a church. If you find Jesus building a bank, it means the bank is linked to the church. There is nothing Jesus is doing that has a disconnect from the church. The only thing He's doing is that He's building His church. So in building the church, He may actually send someone, a girl, move her with a problem away from her parents. She may even get pregnant at age 16 and travel to Kweu and be with her grandmother. And it is in Kweu that she will attend Apostolic Church. And there she meets God in a spectacular way. By age 40, she's descending to Accra as a prophetess. The actions of God on earth are only to build the church. So never say that you are doing business for God if the business doesn't profit the church, benefit the church, impact the church, then you are on your own. The only thing God is doing, God can touch this woman's heart to pay your school fees. God, but if God touches her heart to pay your school fees, it means that there's church related to it some 10 years to come. Yes. Many over 20 years ago, God touched a woman's heart to do something for my tooth. It was a major thing that she did for me. If she had not done that thing for my tooth, I wouldn't have even been a real pastor with confidence preaching. Yes. What she did was not... She herself didn't know what she was doing. She just took decisions. Before I knew that, I was lying on a dentist's chair. But as I look back, that thing she did has affected directly my preaching. Jesus is doing nothing on earth. If you find Jesus in parliament, it means he is there to advance the agenda of the church. He's not there to build a nation for the nation to have money and build skyscrapers. Church, if he heals you, read your Bible. Don't you have a Bible? There's nobody he healed whose healing did not end up on a mission to proclaim the gospel. He said, I will follow you. He said, no. Go to the Decapolis. Go and preach. If you are healed, it means that it must benefit the church. And I was happy to see a testimony a lady was sharing here today. He did something for her. I wasn't here to hear it, but to the end, she was standing on this stage sharing a testimony. Yeah. Anything God does for you that doesn't benefit the church, it's a misuse. It's a misuse of God's resources. Be very careful. Be very careful. That's why I'm preaching this morning. Because I can walk. Yeah. That's why I'm here to preach, because I've been able to walk. I couldn't walk last night. I'm walking this morning. That's why I'm preaching. Anything he does for me, it is for the church that he gave me the chance to walk. I should have been in bed by now. If I can walk, then I better get up and go to church and go and preach with a walking. I don't know what will happen to me after I preach here. I've said they should come to shine. I'm preaching there. I may not be able to. I may also preach if I'm. But once I'm fine, it must be for the church. Yes, for the glory of God. You have energy. God gave you energy. There are boys like you. Go to Rich Hospital. You'll find a boy just like you lying down. He can't move. If you can move, it is for the church. Your movement should be church-related movement. I'll build my church. I'll build my church. And he's building his church with what? He's building his church with stones. 1 Peter 2:5. Look at the stones he's using to build the church. 1 Peter 2:5. You also, as lively stones. So you are a stone. Yeah, this is a stone. Whoever brought this girl here has brought a stone. Yeah, I'm a stone. She's a stone. We are. This is lively, but other translations will say living stones. This morning, I want to talk to you. Begin to labor for God. Labor for God. Labor for God. Don't labor for nonsense. Don't use your energy that God has given you. Don't use your beauty God has given you. Don't use your strength God has given you, because you could easily not have strength. You could be in a hospital bed by now. Go to Kolebu. There's a man looking like an imam, just like you. I can't wait to start the series, Give Thyself Holy. Give yourself. Next week, Sunday, we are using the health we have. Some of you, check carefully. You are not coughing. Because a cough means death in many instances. You're not coughing. You're not coughing. You are going to town without your coughing to bring stones to the church. For God to use the stones to build the church. I saw this brother. He had raised his right hand. He was waving, giving glory to God. Yes, he did this about 5-10 seconds ago. Do it again. Yes. Not everybody can do this. So if you can do this, then you are going to stand somewhere and use this to call a boy. Yes, I want to see you. Can I? Yes, please. Hello. Yes, yes, yes. For, say for God. For God and church. For God and church. Everybody do that. Hello. Yeah, imagine you are calling someone. Oh, hi. Oh, bra. Oh, sister. But 1 minute. One person can be beach. Yes, 1 minute. Yo, bra. Because not everybody can raise a hand. And if you can raise your hand, it must be for God and for the church. The only thing your Jesus is doing on earth is that he is building the church. I said, if you see him tomorrow in a bank, it means that it is related, connected to the church. And those who don't do it. You can die. First Samuel chapter 2. You can die. New Living Translation. Verse 31. The time is coming when I will put an end to your family so it will no longer serve as my priest. All the members of your family will die before their time. None will reach old age because you refuse to serve him. Is there? He will end your life. Do you see what I'm doing now? I'm preaching, I'm sweating. Yeah. I'm buying life for my family. Ah, I can give you at least 2 members of my family who should be dead by now, but they are alive. Anything you do for God, releases supernatural provision. And one of the supernatural provisions is life. Some of you will be alive. You won't die coughing death. You'll be alive, but you'll be a living dead. Living dead. Yes. Some of you girls who, in some 10 years time, you will be a picture of misery. The picture of misery. You can easily bury your wife before her time. Can easily bury your husband before God. He's a wicked God. You don't know what he, you see. When he says to you that do something for him, normally he will never ask you to do something for him that he has not done first. Yeah, he will not demand love from you that he has not first loved you. In fact, we love him because he first loves us. He doesn't like it at all when somebody makes him feel like he's a fool. Even you don't like it. Do you like it when somebody makes you feel like you are a fool? No, he doesn't like it at all. He said, God is not mocked. Those of you sitting in the Dancing Stars, when you should be a bus center leader, busing 2 buses, and you are in the church with a red tie, dancing to fool us that you are serving God, be careful. Be careful. We can bury you before your time. It's a terrible thing. You see, I was listening to a message this morning, and the summary of the message was that there's no fear of God. People don't fear God. Lady pastors don't fear God. Reverends don't fear God. Bishops don't fear God. Ordinary members. It's like the fear of God has left. It's like we do things anyhow because, you see, fear makes you behave well. And most of us are of bad behavior. Bad behavior because you have successfully extruded fear from the system. You do what you want to do. You watch. I told the group last night at midnight, told them that me, what will make me sack you has not been created. Me sacking you as a pastor, it won't happen. But I'm announcing that the dynamics have changed. God has now taken over. You are dealing with God. You are not dealing with me. Be very careful what you are doing. But we all grew up with mothers. My mother, we all feared her. Most of the fathers are not feared much. It's the mothers. And when you fear, when you're in the house, you fear somebody. You wake up, you sweep the compound, you lay your bed. Because, yeah, but we don't fear God. We don't fear God. We don't fear God. We love God. We give him money. We build houses for him. We buy cars for the church. We do things. We buy church choir robes for the church. We buy reading glasses for the reader of the scriptures. We do everything we buy plane tickets for the pastor when he's traveling. We do, except that we fear the fear, but the fear. There's no fear. If there was fear in you, you wouldn't be in church at the time you came into the church. You've thrown the fear of, in fact, there's a scripture that you've thrown the fear of God away. Therefore, your judgment shall come. Next week, Sunday, if you live tomorrow, Monday, you live on Tuesday, you live on Friday. If on Sunday you are alive, it means God kept you alive to bring souls into the church. That's all. I'm not mincing words, frying it, coating it, doing icing. No, 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 no. If you are listening to me, I'm writing notes. If you are listening to me, actually, he said it. He said it. There's a scripture in Psalms. Just a minute. Don't tell three people. Okay, stand up. Tell, I'm using the time to look for the verse. So tell five people. Don't throw away the fear of God. You need it to walk with God. I'm also looking for the verse. Yes, I found the verse. I found it. I got it, baby. Got it, baby. Yes. Sit down. Let me tell you. I found it. Psalm 2, verse 11. You have combined Basenta work with fornication with a convert who came to church. The girl doesn't come to church anymore. She has stopped coming to church, but you are sleeping with her. It says that serve the Lord with fear. And even when you are happy and you are rejoicing, rejoice with trembling. You see, when you are in the church, we are happy, we are eating, they bring kebab, we are dancing, we are going for PFI, and we are dancing. Even when we are rejoicing, there must be some trepidation. You don't just leave yourself. 2:11. You are serving God as a dancing star, and there's no fear in it. You are not fearing God. You have added pornography to dancing. It means you don't fear Him. You can die before your time. Not everybody who served God lived to tell the story. When you are serving God, you must understand that you are serving God with instructions and commandments. Nobody is a freelance servant. Even in your house, does your house help not have instructions? Have you not told him when to wake up? Why do you think you can do what you want to do? We say bring a full bus. You've brought half bus. And it's late. You can't say you have stopped serving God. Because the gifts and callings are without turnarounds. So you have to rearrange yourself and do it well. Because if he says that don't touch the ark, and you touch it, you die. No matter the circumstances. Those of you singing and you are serving God, you know what the meeting I want to have with you? Let me just give you a heads up. I was in church on Friday. I finished the meeting. I was going home. And I saw Rejoice and Mousy and another boy. Who is the boy? He didn't come today. Yeah. He has no shepherd. It was around 8 something. A rehearsal that should start at 7:30. Even the leader, I said, has she sent a text message that I'm late on? No. And I have the list. Let me have my phone. You are not a proper pastor. I'm a proper pastor.
I love my pastor.
Yeah. You're a useless pastor. God has mistakenly. Yeah. 8:10. I won't mention the names. The second person came at 8:10. Third person came at 8:10. Fourth person came at 8:30. Fifth person came at 8:57. Sixth person came at 8:57, ostensibly together. Seventh person came at 9:07. A meeting that should start at what time? The next person came at 9:15. The next person came at 9:25. The last person came at 9:40. I have a meeting with you. Because that's what happens. But you won't go to the U.S. Embassy for a visa when they say 7:30. You don't go there at 7:30. You go there at 5 a.m. So we are serving God. But there's no fear. There's no fear. There's no fear. We do what we want to do. There's no fear. We rehearse for 10 hours. To sing a song for 5 minutes, but there's no fear. You must learn to be afraid. Yes, I mean, fear him like a lion. Fear him. Fear him that God, he's crazy. This God, he's crazy. Because he's crazy. Where are your Bacenta members? Where are they this morning? Where are they? You've left them. You've brought 3 people to come and sign because there's no fear. Some of you are even lying about the figure because there's no fear. Serve the Lord with fear. Don't serve the Lord with anointing or serve the Lord with power or serve the Lord with people falling down. You serve God. The real servants God is looking for are servants who serve him with fear. How can I do this thing you are asking me to do and sin against God? That's nothing like it. I mean, you wake up, you are a lady pastor. When did you wake up this morning? You, when did you wake up this morning? Because there's no fear. If I ask her to give money right now, she will give money right now. And the absence of fear in the soup makes the soup not taste nice. There's snail in it, pork, everything, nyadwa, maggi cube, jene, mankini, everything is in the soup, but it's not tasting nice. There are two girls here who are actively having sex. Here, from this woman, to that man there. Here, there are two girls actively sexually active. Who shouldn't be in front of us? Not here. Not there. Here. No fear. There was a time it was a man who used to remove your panties. Now you remove the panties for him. I'm saying that God wants to reward you. And that's why he says, if you come to him, 11:6, know that he's a rewarder. He will reward you. And one, he has never used anyone that he has not rewarded. Even a donkey that he sat on was rewarded with people's cloth that he was walking on. Even that the donkey's behavior was written in the Bible. It's a reward. Pastors are fornicating. You have your wife. You are sleeping with somebody's girl. Somebody's wife. You are chasing the wife. Because there's, you see, fear is out. It's not part. Look, if I give somebody a cutlass, he will weed this place the whole day, but he doesn't fear God. This morning, I'm saying that next week, Sunday, God willing, we'll be here. Yeah. Don't be here and play with what you are going to do next week. The name of the meeting is Jesus. Don't be here and play with it. You can die before your time. Something bad can happen to you. You see, these things, pastors don't say them. Pastors don't say them. It's we, you are the reason why there's no fear. You are the reason. You are the reason that there's no fear in the church. If a church has 100 members, 99 of them do what they want to do, including pastors. But Peter told Sapphira, the people who carried your husband away, their feet are just at the door. They are coming for you. She fell down and died. You just sit down, take your phone and you're watching pornography. There's no scruples, no restraints, no whatever. He calls you, sends you money, you take Uber, you go to him, you have sex, you come from the sexual encounter, you come for rehearsals, you sing and you train your voice to come and sing. Like that's the fear that God can kill me. It's not so, you know. There is something called fear. There is something called fear. Some of you should give your life to him properly, because if you fear God, you won't do that things. If you fear him, you will not have a pastor as your friend and also unbelievers in your life as friend. That you are a part of a company that are unbelievers who don't go to church, who don't fear God, and you are sitting here in the church and you are with us, you are also with them. If you fear God, you won't do what you are doing. There are so many things you will never do if you fear God. One of them is that if you fear God, you will not play the fool with singing and also the bar center work. Ecclesiastes 8:11. Look at it. Because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. The sentence. The punishments don't seem to come. That's why you can have a pastor on Facebook insulting Bishop Dagiwad Mills. Insulting him. And some of you, anything he posts, it clings on your phone. Even to block such a mental patient, it's not on your mind. You enjoy reading things people say about your father, your mother at home. You actually enjoy hearing people insult your mother. Your mother who sold her cloth to care for you. You enjoy reading things about insults people are hurling against your mother. You're not a correct person. See, people are fooling around, but center leaders are not working well. There's no fear. Because the sentence that must be meted to people who serve God. Read your Bible carefully. Achan. I mean, the Bible is full of these things. Somebody, three guys, insult, not God, they insult the head pastor. Dathan, Korah, and Abiram. They insult the head pastor, Moses. Then God sends them. Say, come, all of you. Don't come alone. Come with your wife, your children, and your nephews and nieces. Stand here. You two come. Your wife, your children, your nephews. And I hear your mother. Your mother is also in the house. Add your mother to it. And me too. Say, your wife, your sister, bring your cousins that you are living with. Come. And the three of them, Dathan, Korah, and Abiram. And where they are standing, the ground opens. The ground, it opens, and all of them are buried alive. The last time I heard of people burying human beings alive, it was in Mexico, drug lords, they bury alive. God is more wicked than a drug lord. He's wicked. He's a very wicked God. And he's also a very, very, very kind God. Very, very kind God. Always. It's a coin, two sides. The God of love is a God of judgment. The God of kindness is a God of vengeance. Always. Always. When you are enjoying anybody, even let's leave God aside, any kind person whose kindness you are enjoying, don't think that the only thing he can give you is this fake, what color is it? Whatever color. Pink. That I always give you pink. 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 No, I also have black. It's not only pink. Yes, I have pink. And there's a season for pink. It's a season. But don't push me. You will see this one also. You won't believe that this man with pink has got black. You have no idea how God organized you to sit in church. Do you know how you came to sit here? You don't even look normal. Do you know how you came to sit in church? It is because of you he sent me here to build this church. I'm preaching in pain because of you. And always, because there's a delay. See, the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up. And I didn't talk to them, their houses, the men, and all their goods. So it was the fan. So some of you, you have got a fan, you have got deep freezer, you have a car. But what you don't know is that you are driving the car, but it has been swallowed spiritually. It doesn't exist. Because you are a wicked man. Next week, Sunday, try and fool. Go home today. Go and gather stones. Because he's been good to you, you know. He's been very good to you. Some of you sitting here, 19, 18 years, you are virgins. There are a couple of above 20 virgins sitting here. Above 20 virgins. Do you know how you became a virgin? It's not because you are self-controlled or you are a good girl. He kept you. Yeah. He told Abimelech, I kept you from sleeping with Sarah. Yeah. There's no man who says that I will never sleep with this girl. I will never say, this is my wife. I will only sleep with my wife. No, that's not. It doesn't exist. There's no man who says that I will only sleep with my wife. Every man has the opportunity to. If you have not slept with any woman, it means God just kept you. To even have your father pay your school fees. You don't know that not all fathers pay school fees of their children. It's God who touches heart to pay your school fees. To have a place where you sleep. Your father has rented a chamber and hall. And you have got some under the bed where you are sleeping. Not everybody's father who rents a house even brings his own biological children. It is normally his girlfriend's children he's sleeping with. In the same room. His own children are fending for themselves. If your father has put you in his house, it's a reason to serve God. That's why I said, those of you, anybody who is not coughing, go and gather souls. Next week, you must bring a bus of 12 people, 10 people. Fill a bus. Do it for God because he has been good to you. That's nobody. He uses. And he uses us. Why won't he use us? Wouldn't you use something you created? Why do you use your car? You bought. Can you use my car? He made you. In your English you speak. He made you speak English. You could have been an Englishless girl. Your height, your body size, your eyes, your nose, your hair. He made you. Ephesians 2 says we are his masterpiece. We are his workmanship. If he made you, then he wants to use you. Allow God to use you. If you don't allow him to use you, evil spirits will use you. One of the reasons why he uses us is not because you have anything substantial to offer him. It's just to make you unavailable for demons that want to fail you. That's why you are a dancing star. That's why you should be a shepherd. The busier you are, the less available you are to devils and demons that want you to be on drugs, alcohol, Indian hemp. But it's not because you, like, without you, but what have you brought to the church? Have you not built the church? What have you contributed? We will build the church without you. Anything you do for God is for you. Luke 5. Turn around and look at Luke 5. Verse 1. It came to pass as the people pressed upon him. And always Jesus is feeling pressure. You think you are the only one feeling pressure? Stand aside, let the congregation look at the screen. You think you are the only one feeling pressure? Jesus also feels pressure. And he needs people to help. But you are so wicked. They pressed upon him to hear the word of God. So he stood by the lake. He didn't know what to do. These guys are pressing me. Verse 2. So he saw two ships. Ah, Jesus. Jesus. He saw two ships. Two ships, oh. See what he did. The fishermen were gone out of both of the ships. The two are ships. The two don't have their fishermen in them. The two are available. But watch, look. Because they were washing their nets. Verse 3. He entered into one. Why did he choose one and leave the other? I don't know. But it is your greatest privilege that God will choose you to use you. Why did he choose Simon's ship? Why? We can all prefer answers. But at least we know that Simon was blessed in the end. You have no idea why you are here. Why? Do you have a sister? Where's your sister? She's in the house. Why are you sitting in church? And your sister is in the house. A little intelligence should let you analyze life. Why are you here and your sister is in the house? So, and he prayed him. So already one ship has been eliminated. Psalm 65 verse 4. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causes to. Anybody who God brings close to him, like you sitting in church close to God, it's you are blessed. Lift your right hand and say, I am blessed. Take me back. So he prayed him that he would thrust out. Interesting, eh? This is the nonsense that makes us feel big. Because normally, this word is not used. It's only one direction. We pray to God. But you get a point where Jesus is the one praying to you. And you feel big. You feel great. You feel you can talk anyhow. What you don't know is that it's just a privilege that even Jesus will pray you. It's an old English word. It just means ask. But once a while, you see, have you ever seen God is praying to somebody? But Jesus prayed him. Even that one alone should let you fear. Who am I? Like the Magnificat. Mary said, who am I? That you will choose me, a virgin, a woman, useless woman, to put your Savior into her womb. Who am I? Who am I? And Hannah also gave that exaltation in 1 Samuel 2. Who am I? My soul magnifies the Lord. Who am I that you will use me? Even me as a sinner, who am I that I should be the one preaching? I should be the one building the church and building that church and overseeing that. Who am I that God will call me? Who am I? And he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from there. And he sat down and he taught the people. Verse 4. Now, watch this. I'm ending. When he had left speaking, he said to Simon, now, launch out into the deep and let down your nets. They had not been catching fish. They were washing their nets. Failed life. And many of you are like that. Even when I see you, you don't even look normal. Some of you sitting here, it's just a chorister's dress, the tie and the scarf and the whatever that has made you look normal. Your house help, nonsense girl. God has honored you. Look at what you are doing to me. Even to attend a rehearsal. I didn't read the absentees. I didn't read the list of the absentees. I have it on my phone. Verse 5. And Simon answered and said, Master, we have toiled all night. And I've taken nothing. And that's how our lives are. We have toiled. We have searched. We have labored. Many of you have nothing in life. You have nothing in life. Go to churches now. 90% of pastors who are preaching this morning with their cars parked outside their church would have nothing outside ministry. It's the church work they are doing that even gives them a little respect, a little honor. That if somebody will call you even daddy. Most of them don't even go to school. Some of them can't even read the Bible. People read for them. Not because they are big men, but they cannot read. Most of us have nothing in life. Even women with rings on their finger as a married woman have nothing. There's no love in the marriage. The husband is chasing somebody else. Or you don't know. We have told and we have taken nothing. But because you are speaking, because when God is using you, he will guide you also. You say, launch out. Do this. Go here. And so what happened? Verse 6. And when they had this done, obeyed the instructions. God never instructs people here he's not using. No, no. You don't deserve even one counsel from him. He knows everything about your life, but he will never say anything to you. He will watch you. You don't know God. He can watch you perish yourself. Forgive my English. Perish yourself. Destroy yourself. And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. The place where there was nothing. Say supernatural. Supernatural. Say supernatural. Supernatural. The place where there was nothing. Oh, there was nothing. But by the word of God, fish arrived where there was no fish. A job will arrive where there was no job. A marriage will arrive where there was no marriage. Peace of mind will arrive where there was no peace. Energy will come where there was no energy. Health will come where there was no health. A friend will come where there was no friend. A life will appear where there was no life. And their nets break. A time comes where even like that's where I am now. I can't even share testimonies in church. I can't. My problem in life now is how to manage my things. That's where I am now. If you dash me a house, you have disturbed me. I don't need it for in 1,000 years. 1,000, I don't need it. I'll only collect it and maybe sell it for the church or use it as a mission house. Because me, what I have, I can't even manage it. They enclose a great, but some of you have nothing. If you where to sleep, you don't have it. And I also was like, where to sleep, I didn't have it. But God changes our story. He's the only one who can make a house appear where there was no house. He make a husband appear that a day will come, you will be wearing a ring. When you should have died at 78 without any baby coming from your womb. This is the God you will not serve. Wicked woman. Verse 7. In trying to solve the problem, they called other fishermen that they should come and help. Help them. So they came and they filled their ship. And they also, their ships began to sink. Because many times, the blessings in your life are because you are connected to somebody, not because of you. They began to sink. It was so much that Simon knelt and said, please leave us. Depart from us. Depart. We don't want you. It's too much. Depart. I'm a sinful man. You've not seen something in your life. Next week, the souls we bring, we are also after next week going to follow them up. What God has done for you, you should be a pastor without any appointment. You should be a pastor for God. There should be people sitting in the house of God that you have brought. Of God, you could have been sitting somewhere that somebody took you. Labor to be blessed. For what? For supernatural provision. Stand to your feet. Lift your two hands and pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray about this week. As we prepare for next week, be very careful. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. He doesn't like it at all when people take it for granted. Be very careful. Be very, very careful. Jesus. Be very careful. Let your two hands and pray. Be very careful. And some of you, look, open your eyes, please. Open your eyes. And let me show you another thing you will do if you fear God. A lot of people who do one thing in the church are wicked. I'm not doing one thing in the church. You are in the choir. You can be a percentage leader. Yes. Going to put eyelashes on your eyes. You don't even know what you look like. I will leave your mirror to describe yourself to you. And behind the eyelashes, you find stories that are wonderful and ear-tingling stories. But continue. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 18. It's a good thing that you should take hold of this. Yes. Also, from this, withhold not your hand. For he that feareth God shall come forth of them all. It is good that you have held the choir. But don't take your hand from basenta work, from outreaches. Some of you have made yourself specialists of film stars. There's no basenta work. There's no outreach. You are a wicked person. You are wicked. But I say it's good. Can I have NASB? A language that you understand. I don't know if. Yes. It is good that you grasp one thing. And also, not let go of the other. Ah, but you said I should join the film stars and leave the basenta. Oh, so you're now using my words against me. You are quoting my words to me. So because I've made you a film star, you can't do outreach and bring 12 people to church because I said, don't be a basenta leader, you see. Very good. It's good that you grasp one thing. And also, not let go of the other. For the one who fears God comes forth with both of them. Many of the time, God wants to see people holding two things. You are in the church. What else do you do apart from this one? Nothing also, yeah. And you want God to bless you? You must be out of your socket. You come to church, a church with empty chairs. You come and sit in front of a computer, look for verses. When we finish, you close the computer, you go home, nothing again. Nothing again. Then the following week, you come and sit down with your makeup and eyelashes and a smile, looking for verses and so on. Yeah, because there is no fear. Why? Because the one who fears God will be holding two things. When you fear God, you'll be very careful to drop something. That one you once held. You'll be very careful. Anybody who fears God, you'll be very, very careful. Even if your pastor said, leave the choir and go and join Dancing Stars, you'll be very careful. You'll be there dancing, but you'll also be helping to teach songs. The one who fears God. Can you lift your two hands and pray? Kadada, kalabasa, sinanamayano, yaka, yakata, itanamasunamaya, ayababa. What are the two things God is calling you to do? Because you don't fear God, you've thrown things away. Thrown it away. Oh, you said I shouldn't sing. We had a meeting last week. You said I should stop singing. So what's your problem about choir? Really? Lift your hands and pray. Pray.
Pray, mama, na na. Pray, lift your hands and pray. Pray, ask for the fear of God. The fear of God. Pray, pray and ask God. Fill my life. Fill my heart with the fear of God. A reverence for God. A fear. May I be afraid of God. Simo kanda mahani kose lebre dekeli mahanos rebre bini bihala la baba lono mosana na mahaya nene me kondele baba rababani se lofata sahaya da. Ask God for the fear of God. Ask him that, Lord, may I be afraid of you. May I be afraid not to put forth my hand to iniquity. Minana rasuna baha rabini kasole reke debre deke sevelo rapapa rakadapa malanamama. May I have the fear of God that I will not drop the one, I will not take up one and drop the other. May I hold the two with my hands, with both hands, in the name of Jesus. Ni Mandikes, Lepre de Kevesula Mahaya, Retepini Vidabana Manobus Elepre, Kondala Lamana Mania de Lecasiata. Oh Jesus. Why don't you lift your hands? Lift your hands in church this morning. Lift your hands. Close your eyes and speak to the Lord. And ask, Lord, have mercy on me. For I have not feared you. I have not served you with godly fear and with reverence. Ask God for mercy. I have done the work. I have served you deceitfully. I have done it with deception in my heart. Because I have not feared you. I have not given you the reverence that you deserve. I have served you with iniquity, with sin. I've mixed it up. I've mixed it all up with sin. But dear Lord, have mercy on me. Forgive me. Have mercy on me this morning. Nasata bidi alakabahai. Lima manana makolegede. Oh Father, forgive us. And have mercy on us this morning.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenna Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.